You're listening to You Don't Have to Be Crazy, the 10-Minute Payroll Podcast from Payslip. This is part two of my conversation with Hannah Hunady, hugely experienced global payroll leader and the current director of the California Payroll Conference. Enjoy!
Something I'm curious to know is, from when you started in the industry to now, do you think the skill set required to be a great payroll leader, to be a great payroll practitioner, has changed? Because, you know, technology has had an impact. What actually makes a great payroll professional in 2025?
I think so. And I think that there's also an element of the generational needs and things that intrigue people today versus what got the job done 20, 30 years ago. Retaining and attracting talent is a huge thing. And there's a lot of components where it's key to have automation in place to give them different leveled set skills. Yes, sometimes we do need people to punch in the numbers, but at the same time, it's the analytical component of it. And a lot of that does tie into project management, right? And so it's definitely been a moving target. I think it's kind of slowed down now that we know that AI is here. I'm a firm believer my job is not going to get fully replaced. It's going to get fully enhanced. How about that?
It's almost impossible to have any professional conversation without AI coming up at some point. Right? It's everywhere. It's like, you know, if you spend 5 minutes on LinkedIn, chances are you're going to come across at least 20 posts that have some way in relation to AI. But you said there you're 100% sure it will not replace you. I agree, by the way. But why? What gives you that confidence?
Yeah. So for the folks that are like, now it's going to replace your job, how many times have you called that 1-800 number in the US or, you know, the collect number and you get the prompts? Did this answer your question? Yes or no? And you're like, speak to a representative. That piece right there, that training module, that's AI. And that's going to need a human touch because that element of humanity will never go away. So you always need to have somebody analyze and review and audit and retrain your AI. The only component that I'm hesitant and looking forward to key solutions around for AI, it's amazing that we have all these solutions, but where is that data getting stored? How can we control the storage of that data? How do we ensure that that data is not getting leaked out? If it is getting leaked out, how quickly are we being notified? We as payroll professionals, GDPR, oh my God, game changer, right? There are strict adherence and laws and regulations for timing of getting this stuff back to the employees about potential impacts. So with AI solutions, are they ready to truly support the business in those models, in those requirements? I think that there's a lot of room for opportunity. And as C-suite and everything like that gets used to the idea of what AI can bring and how we need to have very controlled modules for payroll purposes and HR benefits purposes, it's going to be really interesting to see how that plays out.
I think that is such a smart and considered response to that question, because there's a couple of things. One, like AI does not work, cannot work unless it's got data to act upon. And when you consider the types of data that payroll systems have access to, like that is the stuff we need to be most cautious around, how it's used, who has access to it. So for me, I think certainly what I'm seeing, and like I'm speaking from the point of view of someone who works for a technology company within the payroll space, and like we are being so cautious in how we're implementing AI and where within the payroll process we implement it, because we know from talking to real life payroll practitioners that they share that same level of, I would call it, cautious optimism. It's like, yes, it can do amazing things, it can like revolutionize what the workday looks like, but we have to be so considerate in how we approach it and where we use it, because it's one of those things, like once you let the genie out of the bottle or whatever, it's going to be really hard to put it back in.
Absolutely.
So project management aside, what is one thing that you've learned about yourself over the course of your payroll career?
Top of mind is getting my CPP certification and my GPI, when it was GPMI, the global certificates. Again, I will always sing to the fact that payroll, because it's constantly changing, just like technology and other facets of the business, it's so key and important to continuously get those educations. But I never want to take that CPP test again. I certainly don't want to deter anybody from taking it. I did not pass my first time. I passed my second time, and I wanted to feel like I was in a warm, hugged environment. So I did the on-site 1 week in a facility to get used to the testing environment and get used to those questions. and completely focused because that's what worked for me. I am very thankful for that because I do not have a degree in accounting. I love my accounting friends and I have decent accounting knowledge, enough to get in trouble. How about that? So getting like the upper management right to validate why I'm worth what I'm worth and why I'm worth the title that I want and that I'm aiming for and the skill set that I would like to be able to deliver to different companies, it's been very beneficial to have that certificate behind my belt.
What do you think makes a great payroll teammate, right? If you had your choice of one characteristic or one attribute that you want in a team member or a direct report or whatever it is, what is it? What makes you think, yes, they have the aptitude for this?
Combination of two things. I look for critical thinking, and then I look for willingness to learn. Just because you learn a process today doesn't mean it's the right process, and it doesn't mean it's going to be the right process tomorrow. So having that critical thinking component enables people to go, well, why are we doing it the way that we're doing it today, right? And then that openness to change, like, hey, I think that maybe we can improve this process because this takes me 20 minutes, but I think that we can narrow this down, right? Especially like as the higher we go in the payroll world, right? And for the folks that are advocating for a C-suite spot, which I fully agree with, we need our lower levels to be able to say like, this takes me 2 hours and I still have 80% accuracy. I think that there's room for improvement, right? Those two things. Absolutely.
Awesome. I love that answer. Okay. If there's one thing that unites payroll people, it's Microsoft Excel. But if there's two things that unites payroll people, it's they've had their fair share of stressful moments. So I'm curious, Hannah, have you ever encountered a payroll nightmare? Like when everything just went wrong, what happened? How did you survive it?
Absolutely. Payroll battle scars across the community are no joke and they run deep. And they are generally not repeated ever again if that payroll professional can control their environment. One particular payroll nightmare that I had was layers and layers of fantastical fails that just highlighted so much brokenness that I didn't even know because I was still really green in my career. But we had an entire payroll fail. We missed payday. And for the US folks that are listening in, that sucks. But it's even worse for the state of California and New York, which of course we had large populations in both states. So it was ridiculously gnarly to reach out to our payroll provider to say like, hey, can you resubmit the file? Can you resubmit this? Finding out that it was because an integration failed, finding out that our stopgap of not realizing that the checks hadn't come in because it was a US holiday, so everything was naturally delayed anyway. I mean, it was just this fantastical failure on so many levels that I even participated in. It's one of those shameful experiences where it's like, I can't believe I allowed that to happen to the degree that I understood, but it was just a sequence of life events. But we rallied together as a payroll team. We came through with a quick and clear communication to the impacted population, which was the entire company, with next steps and resolution and all of the systems that we were using to get payroll out the door strongly supported us in the event. And then we put really great stopgaps to make sure that that never happened again.
Yes, I think that's the important learning, isn't it? Okay, it can happen once because, you know, you say a series of unfortunate events like Lemony Snicket all contributed to this, but we have to make sure that we can never find ourselves in this position ever again.
Absolutely. Yeah. Horrifying, still gives me acid reflux to this day. Least proud moment. How about that?
Maybe this podcast could be sponsored by anti-indigestion medicine, maybe like Pepto-Bismol. Is that what you've got in the US?
We do, Rolaids, I think, right? Something like that, yeah.
What's your go-to snack or drink during the stressful payroll moments?
My gosh, such a good one. I go super basic and natural. Celery. It is crunchy, so whether I am satisfyingly crunching through, like, yeah, I've got the solution, crunch, 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 or, oh my God, I can't believe I got this email with this ask, and how dare they with everything else, like, crunch, 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 work through it.
I suddenly had a mental image, Hannah, of you in a sort of a Bugs Bunny like style pose as you've got the celery sticking out of your mouth, cracking wise about how we're going to solve this issue.
Yes, exactly, right? Especially I live in a primarily Italian household, so it's the full celery stalk with the leaves that is very important in this household.
Okay, that's the end of part two of my conversation with Hannah Hunade. Be sure to check out part three, where Hannah shares her thoughts on why Darth Vader might just play a role in payroll. You don't want to miss it.